Well, is there a difference between mindfulness and awareness? Please explain. There's a difference. One is spelled M-I-N-D-F-U-L, and one is spelled A-W-A-L. These are just words in the English language that we try to approximate to a Pali term. And it is important to recognize that any translation is not quite there. Some are closer than others, but say like mindfulness was actually made up. It didn't exist in the mid 1800s, Professor Rhys Davids kind of thought it up as a way to describe this word, sati, in the Pali language. One of the early translators of Pali is British and lived in Sri Lanka for many years, and it's not a bad word. It's okay. But same with awareness. I mean, it's actually a good word. But it's really important to go back and recognize, well, what is the Buddha actually describing when he talks about mindfulness? Because, was it last night? I think I talked about it. Anyway, that there are constituents of qualities when we talk about mindfulness. And in the English language, it's kind of started to take on its own kind of meaning and has its own and there's assumptions that we make with a particular term or a phrase, and I think it's helpful to come back to the root of mindfulness is actually, there's this cluster of qualities of effort, of clear comprehension, of awareness, of a certain discernment of not being caught in the habits of the mind, and then mindfulness becomes something more textured and layered, rather than one single thing that we've got a label for and a name, and we think we know what it is because we got the name. To recognize that some of these terms where it's going to take probably 200-300 years for some of these ideas to end up, say, well established in the English language, and who knows where it'll end up, because language changes, and which is one of the benefits of, say, of having a dead language like Pali, because it's kind of static. And you can go back and say, well, what was that referring to at that time, and how did the Buddha use it, and how was it presented? Because even and some things are it's easier to just take the say the word from Pali and start using it, say like. Say the word karma is pretty much, I think it's in the Oxford English Dictionary, and most dictionaries it's found its way into the English language. Doesn't necessarily mean it's used in the same way as the Buddha did. Same way, say, like in the Thai language, sati is just used as just taken from the Pali and then used in Thai. But it has connotations that are not really exactly very Buddhist either, because sometimes it's sort of like, sometimes it means you've been able to keep enough sati so that you can still drive a car and you're not too drunk. So it's, these things, they drift. Okay.